legendary Mr.
Skin. Mr. Skin. Dude, Mr. Skin.
MrSkin.com.
Mr. Skin, everybody.
Coast to coast, from Los Angeles, Chicago, and New York, it's the Mr. Skin Podcast with your hosts, Mr. Skin and Andrea Lowell. We want to hear from you. Call the show and leave us a voicemail at 484-SKIN-POD. Find all things Mr. Skin Podcast online at MrSkinPodcast.com.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Mr. Skin Podcast, brought to you by iFriends.net. iFriends is home to some of the hottest cam girls available online. Whether you want a college girl or an experienced MILF, a dominatrix, or the girl next door, you'll find your match at iFriends. When you visit iFriends.net/MrSkin today, you'll receive $25 in free cam credit.
You okay there, Andrew?
I think I had a little too much green energy drink today, Skin.
No, it gets you jacked up. Yeah, iFriends.net, right?
That's right, .net.
Yes, very cool. Yes, great sponsorship. Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Absolutely. And how exciting. We're on episode 51, and we have so much to get into. It's like every week, it's like Christmas. It's,
yeah.
You know,
yeah,
nudity
you
is
came
just
out like you had a white energy drink.
Right? Yeah. I'm just kind of buzzing with some energy right now. But you know gotcha. What? I'm excited because there's so much going on. And I'm especially excited to talk to you about the Glow show that we've been, you know,
yes.
really anticipating. And I didn't get a chance to see it. So I need you to fill me in.
Yeah,
fill me
fill
up
you.
And give me
I will
the
fill
goods.
You. Let me start. Like last week, I was saying that, you know, when we did the update on last week, I mentioned that upcoming, we were going to keep our eye on a number of things, and one of them was Glow from Netflix, Glorious Ladies of Wrestling, which hit a home run. I'll talk about that, but there were,
cool.
there were really quick, I hate to leave people hanging, because what happens is I talk about where the nudity is, so I want to make sure that when I said last week that we were going to be waiting on Glow, then Power on the Stars Network, Preacher on AMC, and mm-hmm. that movie on Netflix, You Get Me. Mm-hmm. The only one that had the nudity was Glow. Mm. Power's first episode, you know, that's a show with 50 Cent on, or from 50 Cent on Stars with Omari Hardwick.
Uh-huh.
That had nothing. A Preacher on AMC had Ruth Negga in underwear. And You Get Me on Netflix, that was the original film with Bella Thorne from Shake It Up and Halston Sage, these Nickelodeon babes. No nudity, just bikini Aww. Action. Yeah. So, hey, we, you know, that's part of the game. We don't know. We go through this stuff, hope for the best or the breast, and Glow came through. And, yeah, let me talk about Glow because
okay.
this has been much anticipated, and it's actually a really cool new show. Now, what I talk about this a lot, but when Netflix releases a season, they released the whole season at once, which is good for, you know, binge watchers, but
oh, yeah.
Great for skinge watchers like myself, because
I love that one.
Yeah, because my guys go through every episode, and we knew in advance that Alison Brie, who's the star of this, or one of the stars, and she's, if you don't know who she is, television series Community, she plays Annie, Peter Campbell's wife on the great AMC show Mad Men. I've been asked about her for the last 5 or 6 years regularly. Has Alison Brie ever been naked? When is she going to be naked? Well, we knew before Netflix even released this that we had confirmation from our skin scouts that she was going to be naked. So it was just a mm-hmm. question of let's get the damn show on the road so we could have the pics. Yeah, so we could see. Because, you know, I mean, this was, like I said, skinticipated, but she did not disappoint. So in the first episode of Glow, we got some great nudity. And basically, the nudity for her season was sex in bed with this guy where she's on top of him. And you could see that, Andrew, we have the GIF.
Yes.
She plays a Russian wrestler in this, and you'll be Russian for the lube when you see some of these things. But also, and I'm for me, the voyeur perv that I am, sex scenes are great, but give me a woman's locker room scene with the kind of 1980s panties, the bigger ones, mm-hmm. you know, where they're pulling them down. And this is my era, my high school era. These is what the locker rooms look like. So Allison Brie was changing in the locker room, and I thought it was, thought it was a really hot scene. And those, what do you think of those 80s panties, Andrew?
You remember?
I mean, you never wore them because you're not from that era. But what, as you look at it, at a big pair of 80s granny panties, what do you think?
You know, it's just like it goes kind of in line with the fashion. There's no way I could wear those panties today and wear
it would swallow
any
your
of
whole
my,
body.
No, but it would. I couldn't wear any of my shorts, any of my skirts, any of my pants because now they're cut so low that the underwear would be coming out 5 inches. I'm so glad that I think, when was it? The late 90s, where the low-rise jeans came really into fashion, where you basically had to be shaved to wear mm-hmm. pants.
Well, right. They also made everyone's butt kind of look long. You know what I'm saying?
Like the high-waisted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it makes you look like your butt's super long, and hers isn't. Yeah. It's just... And by the way, I am not in any way saying this isn't super hot.
No, it's very hot.
Because the granny panties come off. So we see her, completely naked from the side, which is really hot, and a good shot uh-huh. of her breasts. And by the way, I knew Allison, I just had a good feeling that Allison Brie would have a great nude scene or great breasts, but it is confirmed she has great breasts, no question about it.
It's very confirmed. They're natural. They have a nice little hang to them. I'm really happy about this. So what I'm looking at now is the locker room scene and her, you know, riding this dude in bed. Is this all of the nudity for the whole season?
From her. From her.
Okay.
These are her nude scenes. But hey, I'll take two good nude scenes in a season.
Yeah.
That's fine with me.
Yes.
There was another girl, like example, Kate Nash had a really good topless scene, but really, the highlight was Allison Brie, and there were other girls in underwear in different various stages of undress throughout the season. But to me, the highlight and the thing that everyone that, you know, comes to our website and was bugging us about, we're waiting to see Allison Brie naked, which is pretty cool.
So you mentioned she was Russian in the show. So I think there's nothing hotter than a hot chick with a Russian accent. So does she have a Russian accent in the show?
Yeah, her character name is Zoe, and she plays a kind of a Russian wrestling character. So not only to
that's
get
even
this,
hotter.
Yeah, she does the accent while fighting too. So it's pretty cool. But so not only do you get to see her naked, you get to hear Allison Brie do a Russian accent also. So
I'm loving that.
Yeah,
okay,
overall,
cool.
So Glow did not disappoint. We got the star naked, someone who'd never done a nude scene before, and other women naked and some really hot scenes, and it's about women's wrestling. So Andrea, Glow doesn't blow. We're in. So we're fans. Yeah. And unfortunately,
totally.
Those other ones I talked about were lacking in nudity, but they some of the shows could rebound. But you know, in fairness, we got the whole season here. The other stuff we're seeing it episode by episode. So
hang in there.
So that was Glow. And then also, I got to say mm-hmm. That TV series I'm dying up here. That's the Showtime series that is about the stand-up comedy scene in L.A. in the 1970s. It's been tossing out some nice nude scenes. They had last night, episode 4, the first season, the Sarah Styles, and I probably should have pulled some audio because it's such a crazy scene, but let me describe this to you, Andrea, because this I got to say, 2017's been the year of the freaky nude scenes, and this is right up there. You know, we had American Gods with the Teddy Badaki where she swallowed the guy in the vagina, and there's just been a lot of weird stuff, but this one, okay, so the Sarah Styles,
okay.
She has a fling with Michael Angarano, who's one of the stars of the show, and he discovers she's pretty intense in the rack, okay? And she has a sex scene with him, and she's making these loud noises when she's orgasming and all that, and that's fine. We've seen that before. But then mm-hmm. I was watching this with the guys in the content. I kept asking these questions. So she plays like a game with him where she acts like she's a little baby while they're in bed,
Jesus.
And it's cute. So they're talking in baby talk.
It's cute. Okay.
Well, it's kind of like in a way annoying, but then it gets really weird and good. So
okay.
She asks him if he could take her temperature, and she has a thermometer by the side of the bed. So he's like, okay, baby, let me take your temperature. And he goes to put it in her mouth. And she goes, no, the baby way.
Oh,
yes, yes, yes. So the guy's like, no way. And he sticks the thermometer in her butt and she screams and loves it. And it's just crazy. And then you got to see the scene. It's just what, and the whole time she's topless too. So they're in bed and it's freaky. But then later on, she gets up and dances in see-through bra and panties to Harry Nilsson's Lime in the Coconut. So it's got everything, this episode. So, yeah, it's called I'm Dying Up Here at Showtime, and this is one where it's cool to see the pics at our website, but definitely watch the video because you don't get to see many girls acting like babies asking for their temperature to be taken in the baby way. Very nice.
No. Yeah. And the fact that it actually turns out to be really hot, because when you first mentioned, oh, she's acting like a baby, I'm like, that would be such a turn off.
Well, but it gets, but when you get the thermometer,
it gets hot.
Yeah, exactly.
I got you.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm Dying Up Here. They've had 4 episodes. Remember that Ginger Gonzaga had some great butt scenes in the earlier episodes, and she showed a little merkin in one. It is based in the 70s, so big bushes, but I'm Dying Up Here, it's been pretty solid 4 episodes in as far as nudity of one of the new television shows.
Well, yeah, I mean, just that era, those people, that location, it was a wild, freaky free-for-all.
Yeah, it was good.
It still is, in the comedy scene here in L.A. So, it's expected.
Yeah, well, and Andrea, that is not the end of TV. There was more great TV stuff. So, do you know the show Casual from Hulu? They're in their 3rd season, 7th episode. It's a comedy about this bachelor brother played by Tommy Dewey. And then he has this newly divorced sister played by Michaela Watkins. And they're living together again. And that's kind of the storyline. And she was on SNL, if I'm not mistaken. And she also has a teen daughter that's living there. So hilarity ensues. But I got to say, they've had some, it's not a show where we get a lot of nudity, but when they do show nudity, it's always off the charts. And I remember in the 2nd season, Michaela Watkins, one of the co-stars, had sex with this guy she was hooking up with, and he was banging her from behind, and it was pretty realistic and hot, and she got completely naked, which was really good. And there's been a lot of other good nude scenes, and on oh, and by the way, I should mention, so Hulu releases things episodically, so they don't do the whole season. They'll release it once.
They make you wait.
They make you wait, which is good and bad, I guess. So from a nudity standpoint, we just got to take it when we get it. That's why the updates on shows like Casual are sporadic. It's not like when these Netflix shows release everything, we have tons of content. So anyway, the last release, episode 7, this girl named Nadine Nicole had a topless scene, which was pretty hot. And just saying that, it's just, like I said, it's one of those shows that we don't get a ton of nudity, but when we do, it's usually pretty good.
What is your opinion, Skin? Because I noticed she has tattoos in this image. What do you like, girls that are tatted up? Because to me, there's something super sexy about them, and it actually can make some girls hotter.
Yeah, it's interesting. When you look at the history of porn and you look at girls in the 70s and 80s, there wasn't a tattoo to be found. Like, I don't know if it was deemed disgusting or what was the reason. Now, granted, people didn't have tattoos like they do today, but but you look at that. And then all of a sudden in the 90s, I remember who was it? Janine Lindemann.
I'm like, I already know where you're going with this.
Yeah, like she had like one tattoo and it was kind of cool. And then by like, a couple of years in, her whole body, half her body was tattooed up. It was like kind of like the alternative rock scene, in the 90s. It was kind of like in line with that. But yeah, that whole Lollapalooza thing and all that. But all of a sudden you saw it, and I think a lot of guys' opinions of tattoos changed. And I was probably shocked at first, but then now over time, I think it's kind of hot to have tattoos. But I don't think when I first saw it, I was enamored with it. Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Janine, and now she's completely covered and smothered. Mm-hmm. And there's just something so hot about it because she doesn't need a single tattoo. You know what I mean? But the fact that she wants to just be drenched in ink is, it's sexy to me.
Yeah.
And to think like the pain they endured, like she's a badass bitch.
Yeah. How much that is true? Like what, are you a do you have any tattoos?
I have one hidden small one, but my hubby is covered and smothered and my sister's covered and smothered.
Oh, really?
And they can attest that shit is painful.
Well, why do people go through like, why do people go through that much pain for a tattoo? Like, what's the thinking there?
You know, I think that they get, I know that there's definitely a high that comes with it.
I know it looks cool. I get it that it looks cool, but man. You got to have a high tolerance for pain. For what's the most painful to them that your hubby?
Okay, so for from what I've heard, my husband has his chest and his like armpit and everything done. He said the I know the nipple, like the areola, is super painful.
Yeah.
The outer edge going into the armpit is super painful. But I've also heard from females that the top of the foot is actually the most painful because there's absolutely no fat between the skin and the bone.
Yeah.
And then also I've heard from a few girls that have the rib tattoos that also really hurts.
Wow.
So, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. But yeah, it's definitely something that is now mainstream. But I remember when it just started happening, it was kind of weird. And I don't remember like loving it, but then now it's kind of grown on me over time. Tattoos.
Yeah, I think for me too. And it all started with Janine because I always liked her.
Yeah, that's
and
the one.
And the more
I think
she
of.
Got, yeah, the hotter it got, and the more. So I think she really was the one that crossed that barrier by making tattoos kind of sexy to beautiful women.
Yeah,
so.
No, I agree. And she was such a naturally beautiful woman. I don't know if I've ever seen her in person.
She's amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
And her, she's like, she's one of those people where you meet them and you're like, damn, you are so smart.
Yeah.
Like, she's just a good person. And I believe she's a real life lesbian.
Oh my God. Well,
yeah, I know.
More points for her. It's like when I met like Jessica Drake, I felt the same way. When you see her
she's
in person,
just like that. Mm-hmm.
She's beautiful. She's smart. Mm-hmm. And it's like not the typical what you would think of girls in porn with those two.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah.
Yep.
Pretty cool. So anyway, we have more television stuff I need to get to. Another one is this Animal Kingdom. Do you know this show? It's they're in their second season.
I don't
TNT,
think so.
Ellen Barkin plays a mom with some sons that are, let's just say, a little in the criminal side of things. And,
okay.
They've had some nudity because it's like a crime family that she heads up. But it's because it's TNT, you don't get a ton. But it's funny, TNT has decided that butts are cool or okay. And I know the show's very violent, so the violence TNT's fine with. They're not fine with breasts. But they are fine with butts. And season 2, episode 4 this weekend, Scarlett Burke and Ben Robeson were in a back room of a bar having sex. And, you know, that's pretty nice butt shot for TNT. I'm impressed. I mean, like I said, TNT's been doing more and more of it. But for some reason, they won't do boobs. But butt is fine. And Animal Kingdom over the weekend, Scarlett Burke, really good nude scene.
Yeah, she looks really good from the back.
Yeah. Well, look at even...
That's pretty,
and then he had his hands over her boob, so it's sexy, but it's a total hand bra. You can't see nips, you know what I'm saying, in the scene. So the best we can do is he has his hands covering her breast during the sex scene.
You know, it's so ridiculous. I find a man grabbing a woman's breasts on film is much more explicit to me than a woman showing her tits,
isn't it?
On film.
Yeah, it's
not
the
being
weirdest
touched.
Thing, but they,
so
they
you
won't
can
show
a sexual
yeah, show
act,
that,
but you
right.
can't show the titties. I mean, yeah. Come on, give me a break.
Double
but
standard.
It's so weird. The rules that they have with like the FCC and stuff and just also different kind of rules and standards per station and network are so bananas, but whatever. We'll take an ass when we can get one grab.
Yeah, I agree. Anyway, and then also, so that was Animal Kingdom, had a little nudity. And then speaking of Kingdom, that show Kingdom, which is on the Audience Network, which is a DirecTV original programming, they're in their third season. Their fourth episode had this girl, Amelia Jane Murphy, who was a kind of a call girl. This Frank Grillo calls a hooker to his motel room, and she was topless. She has the kind of more the little itty bitty. She's an A-cup all-star. Her name's Amelia Jane Murphy. Nobody expect anyone out there to know, but it's funny. But last but not least, I did want to mention One of the things we're going heavy with MrSkin.com that we really haven't surprisingly done much as far as our website and when people come to our web pages is we're getting into the whole GIF world. There are so many nude scenes that, like, if you saw the picture of what I'm about to show you and it was just a picture, it's hot. But when you see it as a GIF with the butt jiggle of this girl, Roxanne Duran from Riviera on the Sky Atlantic, it just, that little jiggle makes this so much cooler, hotter, worth seeing than if it was just a picture. So I'm going to say a GIF is worth more than 1,000 words because they're better than pictures. So we're going to be really loading up the website with these kind of things. We actually, it's funny. We have two skin turns, these college guys. So I go in the conference room last week and I'm like, what are you guys working on? You know, I'm just checking in to see what the guys are doing. They're literally going through all these like moments at our website that would lend themselves to the good, you know, GIFs like this scene with Roxanne Duran from Riviera. And to describe it to people out there. So there's these, all these men in business suits at a business meeting at this big mansion or hotel or wherever they're at. And it's a glass window right behind them. And this woman, Roxanne Duran, walks up to the window completely naked, puts her whole body up against it. So we see it from the back. But as she does so, she gets this incredible butt jiggle. And it just makes it so alive. Like, it just becomes... it makes the vid or the pic so alive, and it's such a great, awesome scene. So anyway, I just thought you'd like to see this because it was one of our favorite GIFs, whatever the hell they're called, of the year.
And it's perfect because it's just like the intention of this type of format. You watch it over and over and over quickly, and it never gets old.
No.
And I think this butt jiggle really kind of, I don't know, for me, when I first saw it, I'm like, this is why men like women.
Yeah.
Because we have that little jiggle that y'all don't. You know what I mean?
Yes. Well, and that's what I'm saying. It's like, it's
so hot.
This is why we're trying to say, you know, there's so many moments that a picture or video just doesn't capture. Like,
doesn't,
when something's on a loop over like 3 seconds of a scene, just so you could see the same thing happening. It just, there's something about it. I remember Alexandra Daddario had a scene in a movie where it wasn't a nude scene, but she had her boobs. She got out of bed and her back was to the camera and her breasts were swinging to and fro. And as a GIF or GIF, it was so hot to watch. But if you just saw the picture, just saw the video, it happens too quick or you can't make it out in the picture. But anyway, big fan of this and you're going to see more of this. But by the way, this Riviera is a show. Hold on, what do I have? It's from it's a UK channel called Sky Atlantic, and it's Julia Stiles, I know, is the star of it, and she discovers that her husband, who's a billionaire, he's killed in a yacht explosion, and I don't know a lot about the show, but people that have watched it have dug it, and anyway, it's the Sky Network is an HBO, has something to do with HBO because they're always showing HBO shows on Sky Atlantic. So I think it's like the UK version of HBO. But anyway, show's called Riviera, and they've had some nice nude scenes. I wanted to share that with you also.
Well, I'm very happy you shared that with me because I love a good butt jiggle on loop.
Well, yeah. We could sit. I know. I'm sitting there as you're talking. It's just on my computer playing.
I know. Me too. I'm like mesmerized. Yeah, yeah. I'm like, is this how they hypnotize people?
Yeah, I know. It's awesome. So anyway, so Andrea.
Yes.
Why don't you tell us about our sponsor today?
I would absolutely love to. So iFriends.net is to adult cams like Mr. Skin is to celebrity nudity. It's the original live cam site where you can chat with real girls for free or even take them private for some one-on-one action if you want. They have a huge variety of hot women from co-eds to doms, subs, milfs, and more. They love Mr. Skin so much that they're offering $25 in site credits to our listeners for free. So head to iFriends.net/Mr. Skin for all the porn you'll need and $25 of free credit. I mean, doesn't get more badass than that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool too. Because, and as you know, when you and I were in Las Vegas, the big players in adult these days, where all the traffic's going, where all the money's being made, and where all the hot girls are going. In my opinion, it's going away from porn and towards cams, because the girls make more money in cams and the businesses do better. And, you know, iFriends.net is obviously one of the big boys in the game. But when we were out in Vegas, the big players out there, the big advertisers, the big businesses were all the cam sites. So anyway, if you haven't been to a cam site, please check out iFriends.net. Like I said, they're one of the big players in the space, and it's a really, really great website. So very honored again to have them as a sponsor. Very cool.
Yeah, and who knows what that free $25 will get you. You know what I'm saying? So go ahead and take us up on this offer.
$25 in skin bucks. So yeah.
You know it, baby.
All right. So thanks again, iFriends.net, for that. So anyway, something that is kind of not exactly a movie thing per se, but something that we are excited about here at MrSkin.com. So there was a movie, Andrea, called Survival Island, and it's a 2005 cable classic. It stars Billy Zane and Kelly Brook, and it's about a rich couple, Billy Zane and Kelly Brook, and a crew member shipwrecked on a tropical island. So this thing, anyone who watched cable TV in the mid-2000s probably stumbled upon this, because at about 19 minutes in, Kelly Brook, who is she's a British presenter, she's an all-natural, like a Page Three girl. It was on Showtime every night for 3 years, I want to say. It was a Showtime movie. And people just remember this nude scene. Well, our guys in content realized that for the first time, it was finally being released. Amazon released it through Showtime in HD, like, you know, incredible quality. So if you want to see one of the greatest nude scenes of all time and see it in the highest quality for the first time ever, it's in HD cups if you're looking at this scene. It's Kelly Brook's incredible skinny dip scene with her all natural big boppers. And it's one of my favorite nude scenes of all time, finally in the high definition treatment it deserves. And we discovered this last week and put it up at the website. So that's been big news at MrSkin.com.
You know what's so crazy? I never even knew who Kelly Brook was until, what was it? Piranha 3DD? Was it called?
She was in the Piranha movie, right?
I had no, and then I was like, holy shit, her body's incredible. Her boobs are amazing. She looks good underwater and her body is very buoyant and whatever else. Mm-hmm. Seeing her, you know, 12 years ago or whenever this is, you know, my math isn't great.
Right.
It's like, oh my gosh, she had a body back then. She has a body now that won't quit. Yep. Do you know how much nudity she's done? Because I know she's, you know, she's English and they have a much lacker view of nudity in movies and in acting and stuff.
Oh, yeah, well, first of all, she's in my Hall of Fame, not because of quantity,
but
because of quality. And
I mean,
Survival Island and Piranha 3D are just fantastic movies to see her naked, and they're so good that we decided she was a Hall of Famer just because of the two nude moments she had are some of the greatest of all time. And she's done nude modeling and and all that, but
yes,
as far as movies go, two major roles and one minor role, and the two major ones are fantastic. So
now, Skin, have you noticed, because I have noticed this, that UK born women tend to have larger natural breasts?
Yeah, well, I think the answer to that is they're more willing to show their larger natural breasts.
Oh, is that what it is?
I think when you're from Europe, it's just a little easier. I think we have women with great breasts here who they just aren't as...
You're so damn smart. I would never figure that out, though.
Yeah.
Like, I just said, oh, they're more lax with their views. And I'm like, are there just more of them? But yeah, put two and two together, and there you have it. Yeah, they're just more cool with it, I guess. Because I remember, like, the Page Three girls, you know, and they would just have these huge, ginormous, natural boobs. And I was just like, wow, we don't have those in America. But you're right. It's because we don't have a Page Three in America. That's why.
Yeah, but there is something about a big British breast that is so appealing. And I think that whole Page Three thing got guys like me really interested in all these gorgeous British babes. And we have a lot of girls at our website that used to be page three girls. Samantha Fox is a great example. Keely Hazel is another one. So a lot of those girls that first appeared in that famous UK page three, and you lusted over them, ended up in movies or television shows where we could see them topless, and you get to see them animated instead of as a still picture, which is fantastic. So anyway, please check this out. It's Survival Island, Kelly Brook, one of the great nude scenes of all time. And that's now finally in HD, and it's a big deal here at MrSkin.com. So anyway, now, Andrea, did we have some incredible nudity nuggets this week I wanted to share with you?
Probably, I love nuggets. Give it to me, baby.
So one of the wildest paparazzi pics of the year that I've seen is, you know who Gillian Anderson is from X-Files?
Absolutely. Yes I know who Gillian is.
Yeah. So she was on an Italian vacation last week with her boyfriend, Peter Morgan, who's a screenwriter. I know he's a writer for The Crown, a show I really like. And he is, you know, very highbrow, very good writer, but boyfriend, dude. So to describe it to people, she's in a bikini standing up. He is sitting in front of her, pulling down her bikini bottom in the front. And it looks like he's examining, like, almost like looking for lice. I don't know what he's doing there.
Well, there's no lice there. I'll tell you that. There's no hair there.
Right. Exactly.
Holy shit.
How wild is that? Yeah. I mean, she's been nude. She was nude in a couple movies showing boobs, but we never saw her her vagina. But this is pretty crazy. But it's just weird to see him sitting there with his head like at bush level doing a little examination. It's like, it's an incredible, what an incredible paparazzi pic.
I mean, it's really, really sexy. Yeah. To me, this is sexier than anything I've seen today, and which is saying a lot.
Because I agree.
There's something about him just being nasty, you know, like, and he's so like looking in there, and she's not even caring.
Well, that's like, the thing. A lot of guys, we were talking so about this hot. In the office. Like, if I was at somewhere with my wife and I tried that, she'd like hit me. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's like totally cool with it. She's minding her business, looking elsewhere, and he's doing a little examination of the vagina. So I don't know what he was digging in there looking for, because it obviously wasn't a sexual thing, right? It was,
No. How could that not be sexual? Did you say it wasn't sexual, Mr.
Well, I was saying like, it wasn't like a sex act he's performing. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's
that's
more
how
of a
they
maintenance.
Start.
Yeah,
I know.
Yeah, exactly. He's probing the sex file. Yeah,
oh,
I don't know, but it's like, it's definitely wasn't sex, but I'd love to know. This would be a good caption, this picture, you know?
That'd be great. Yeah. Oh my God. You have to do that now, either Twitter, Instagram, or everywhere, because I would love to read the captions that people come up with for this.
I still would like to know what old Peter Morgan was up to down there. But it is, if you haven't seen this, we have it at MrSkin.com. I think it's in our blog. You go to MrSkinPodcast.com, we'll have it. But
it's hot.
Just crazy, crazy stuff. So definitely my favorite paparazzi pic so far this year. And then I also wanted to mention our good friend Ariel Winter, who just every week, you know, and Skinstagram tends to put something. I think she's 19 now. She's got to be at least 19, right?
I have no idea who she is, except for the fact
she's on Modern Family. Yeah, well, she's on Modern Family. That's a pretty popular show. So
okay, because I'm like, who is this chick, and why do I always see her? And then because I don't watch Modern Family, I don't retain it. I just know that she has a great ass and loves posing skimpy bathing suit pictures and other things of herself.
Oh my God, I got to say, no one has used Instagram better than she has in the last couple of years. And you know, when you saw her on the show, I never thought of her sexually. I mean, she was younger, obviously, on the show.
Right.
I didn't like think of her as like, oh, when she grows up, she's going to be beautiful or anything. And I have to say, you know, I just have to say that she's turned this Instagram into something that has really made people aware of what a voluptuous, beautiful woman she is. And she posts like the wildest thing. Now, she's on a pizza slice,
Pool floaty,
a floaty in it's not a thong, but the bikini bottom is upper butt, and it's an overhead shot, and it's not nude, but geez, it's like, holy crap, what a sexy shot from someone 3 years ago. I never would have guessed I'd be drooling over pictures of her when she was of age, you know?
Isn't that crazy? But yeah, you know, you get to that age where you really start to kind of fill out. Mm-hmm. She filled out in all
and
the right places.
It's funny because she's on a pizza slice too, you know.
Freshman 15.
That must be ham. That must be some ham topping on that pizza though, because a couple big chunks of ham on there. So,
you know what I've noticed as kind of like, because you know I'm an Instagram whore myself. It's mm-hmm. like what's been trending on Instagram lately is really hot, sexy girls either posing with pizza, wearing pizza bathing suits, like Ariel Winter right here, posing on a pizza raft. It's like a whole phenomenon of hot chicks and pizza, because I guess kind of in our brain we think, oh, she's a model, she's an actress, she doesn't eat pizza. Yeah. But these girls are like, no, look, I'm obsessed with pizza, and yeah. I'm gonna show you. So yeah, like her, Jessa Hinton, there's a bunch of other really top models and actresses that are posing with pizza. So yeah. I like it. I love it.
And then they go in the bathroom and throw it all up, is what you're saying?
Yeah. 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 I'm like, you never know. And donuts are another big one. It's models and donuts. It's wow. Very bizarre, but you know what? It's fascinating and it's hot. Like, who can make a fucking donut hot? And these
yeah. I could glaze a donut for you if need be. Yeah.
I prefer maple, but okay.
Yeah, but anyway, this Ariel Winter is just, I know over the course of our first year of the podcast, her name's come up.
Yes.
We do nudity nuggets and Skinstagram pics, but my God, she just throws some stuff out, and I'm like, I said, it's just surprising how much I've become a fan of her over the last couple of years, and it's almost entirely based on her own pictures she's posted to share with her huge Instagram following. So great stuff from Ariel Winter.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Yeah, it's her own content. It's not, that's what makes it hot. You know yeah. what I mean? Because you get a glimpse into her real life and her real body. You know, of course, you know, I've learned just by kind of being aware that a lot of people do use some little Photoshop techniques on their phones and stuff, but I don't care if it is or isn't, because it's still a glimpse into her hot, sexy, young, pizza-filled, round butt life.
Yeah, we're all there. So hey, last but not least, Andrea, we yeah. have we got a phone call on our skin on the skin line. What is our skin line?
484 skin pod, and I absolutely love our listener calls. So guys, give us a buzz, leave us a voicemail, because I like hearing from you.
Yeah, so let me play this call and then I'll answer it for you. And we have some calls, I always forget to get to them in the podcast, but today let's at least get to one today.
Sure.
Hey, Mr. Skin, I want to congratulate you on your 50th podcast. That's a great, great achievement. I want to let you know I'm a new member of Mr. Skin, and I saw your below the deck special, so I decided to go big on your lifetime memberships. So I appreciate you having that option there. And I had a question. I've listened to all the podcasts now and caught back up that Jennifer Aniston has done new things, but I was wondering if any of the other members or cast of Friends have done any new scenes, such as Courtney Cox. Thank you, and keep up the good work. Bye.
Okay, cool. Well,
that's a great question.
Yeah, it is a great question. I have to tell you, when I was working at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange as a clerk, it was at the height of like the Friends, because it was in the 90s, and people were always asking me about the girls from Friends, and Jennifer Aniston was one. I'd always say, nope, she hasn't been naked, but that was in the 90s. And then, as you know, she did that movie with Vince Vaughn called The Breakup, where she walks down the hallway completely naked. If you get the full screen version, you could see her whole butt. Other versions, it's like a half-ass view. But that scene was really sexy from Jennifer Aniston. She also did a movie called The Good Girl in 2002 with Jake Gyllenhaal, where she's topless in bed, which is really hot. But as far as the other girls from Friends, Lisa Kudrow has never been naked, which kind of surprises me, but I guess kind of not either. She just she really wasn't in a ton of R-rated movies, never had big sex scenes, so she never did a nude scene. But one girl back when I was at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange from Friends that blew people's minds and probably was one of the skinspirations for me to do MrSkin.com when I saw the reaction that guys got is, because I was always watching movies and taping movies and, you know, researching nudity of actresses, when Friends became a show, I believe it was 93 or 94 when Friends debuted. I could be wrong. It might have been a little earlier, but I think it was 93. But I was working at the Merc. I knew about a movie from 2 years earlier called Blue Desert, where an unknown actress at the time named Courtney Cox was in this movie. And it was with Craig Sheffer, I believe, was in the movie also. And D.B. Sweeney was in the flick. And it was just a, you know, crummy, you know, I had known her from the Bruce Springsteen. Remember the Bruce Springsteen Dancing in the Dark? Like, I knew her, but I didn't know really who she was. I just knew she was this hot chick from the Bruce Springsteen. So I see this movie and I recognized her as the girl from the Bruce Springsteen thing. But then she has this topless scene where she's in bed about 53 minutes in, and you definitely see her two friends in the thing. But so she's topless in bed, and didn't think much of it. And then all of a sudden, the show Friends came on.
And
so
it's like,
guys,
boom, baby.
Yeah. So guys at the Merc would say, "Oh, you know, there's this new show, Friends. Has Jennifer Aniston been naked? No. Has Lisa Kudrow? No. Has Courtney Cox been naked?" And I would tell them about this movie, Blue Desert, and the reaction was priceless. Like, the guys went crazy, and I remember thinking to myself, wow, you know, and this wasn't obviously the first time it happened, but I remember, like, this was a huge show, and nobody knew about this, and sharing this information was, like, huge news. People, and believe me, if I had the movie on me, I could have, you know, I could have charged these guys money to see the nude scene, you know? So this all this kind of played into my thinking of, man, maybe I should do this website, you know?
Yes,
no, I don't mean maybe I should do a website because I didn't even know what a website was at the time, but maybe this is a business. I had no clue how to make this a business, but I had all this great information, but I had no way to make it. Thank God the internet came along around 98, 99, as far as commercially for me. Like, I know it was around, but people really started to go on the internet heavy around 98, 99. So anyway, yeah. So the answer to his question, Courtney Cox, check out Blue Desert from 1991, especially the scene 53 minutes in where you could see boobage in bed. You'll be very happy as a fan of Courtney Cox. Also, The Commandments is another movie she did later on while Friends was going on, where you get a very, very dark, quick view. It's tough to see anything, but Blue Desert, you get a nice shot. By the way, the butt scene in Blue Desert is a body double. We're pretty confident of that, but the breast scene is 100% her. So great question, and again, Andrew, what's that number if you want to ask us some questions here at the podcast, because I never remember it.
484 Skin Pod. Just think like 484 Skin Pod.
Yeah, 484 Skin. Yeah, very good. So anyway,
you know,
go ahead. No, that's funny. And I should mention that call-in number more. And we do get some guys call in, and then I forget about it for 3 or 4 weeks, and then it becomes an irrelevant question because they're asking about something that ties into something. So anyway, that was a great question. And if you have any other things you want to know, please call our skin line and we'll answer it. So
your brain is so full of amazing information that I think people are okay with you forgetting a voicemail every once in a while.
So Andrew, it was a good TV week. We had a movie, a cool movie thing, and our nudity nuggets were one of my favorite paparazzi picks of the year. So again, a very, very good week.
Amazing.
In nudity. Go ahead.
You go ahead.
Yeah, sorry. So next week is 4th of July, and it's going to be, we got some interviews we're going to talk about that we're going to play next week. We'll be back to a normal schedule 2 weeks from now, but next week we'll have we're going to share one of our interviews we did while you and I were in Las Vegas. So it'll be, next Tuesday is Skin Dependence Day here at MrSkin.com, 4th of July. So we'll have that, and then in 2 weeks we'll get back to like the normal schedule of TV nudity.
Yeah, and you know, the interviews that we're going to be playing are they're going to be titillating and scintillating in a different way. We get real cerebral and intellectual on some of these conversations, so get ready for those. You know, today was a fantastic episode, episode 51, but I think some of the biggest standouts to me was that Jillian Anderson's carpet does not match the drapes because there
have
is
carpet.
No carpet. Yeah, I was like, I just assumed she would have a bush. Like, that was so fucking hot to me. Yeah. I also learned that if you put it on a loop, a GIF can make any nude clip or image way hotter, and I can't wait to see what your skin turns create with this whole new world of MrSkin.com
GIFs. It's going to be amazing. It's one of my projects I've been kind of like waiting on and really excited about. Yeah, it's going to be great.
And also, Skin, taking your temperature the baby way, you know, in the butt can be really hot.
Yes, especially if you're the one doing
it.
Yeah. If you're, I'd probably rather be the one checking the temperature than receiving it. But hey, you know, I'm open.
You know
for
what?
Anything.
To each their own. Well, that was a fantastic episode. I had so much fun. Everyone, go to MrSkinPodcast.com to catch up, and we'll see you guys next week.
This concludes another scintillating episode of the Mr. Skin Podcast. Subscribe to the Mr. Skin Podcast in iTunes and never miss a show. Thanks for listening.